At 6:06, it is fair and 80 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high of 100 again this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A case of suspected police brutality in Owosso will not be put to rest. Catherine Roberts this morning has our story from Owosso.
The city of Owosso does not want to have to rehire a police officer who was caught on tape elbowing a man in the face while bringing him in for arrest. City Manager Rodney Ray says Owosso will appeal the decision of an arbiter who said that Michael Denton should be retained on the police force.
We believe that the arbiter exceeded his jurisdictional authority by, in effect, rewriting the city of Owosso's policy on excessive force.
He says the department will not tolerate any use of excessive force. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
A federal grand jury indicts 8 reputed members of the Hoover Crips gang in Tulsa. They are charged in connection with a string of bank robberies in the Tulsa area. The indictments were made public yesterday afternoon. The Tulsa City Council honors 11 members of the Tulsa Police Special Operations Team. Karen Gilbert presented the awards last night.
The brave rescue of a citizen held by gunpoint through an 8-hour standoff, and whereas members of the Special Operations Team entered the building and safely rescued the hostage while they were under gunfire.
The officers received a standing ovation from the council and those in attendance at last night's council meeting. It is the first Tulsa County case of West Nile in several years, but it has been confirmed here. Melanie Christian is with the health department.
We in Tulsa County have been informed that an individual in our county has been diagnosed with West Nile virus. At this point, we know the person is a male over age of 65.
West Nile is spread by mosquitoes. She says to be sure and use insect repellent if you're going to be outside during the evening hours. West Nile comes on much like a virus with head and body aches, dizziness, and a fever. Already, the Tulsa area has set records for high temperatures on several days this summer, and the hottest days of the season are still ahead of us. Meteorologist in charge of the National Weather Service office in Tulsa is Steve Peltz, and he says it could be another record-breaking year.
So we've set a few daily records, and unfortunately, if we continue on this pace, Tulsa could be looking at the warmest year that it's ever had.
He says the mornings are a little cooler this year because it's been so dry, but he says when it is drier, it heats up faster. Tulsa firefighters are dousing hot spots this morning at the Red River Apartments near 71st and Riverside Drive. An overnight blaze gutted several units at that complex. 15 people were left homeless. Firefighters this morning are looking for the cause. A big honor for Tulsa's One Oak Field, and it comes from PETA. The ballpark is listed in the top 10 vegetarian-friendly minor league ballparks in the country. The news comes as no surprise to Tulsa Drillers general manager Mike Malega.
I've been fortunate enough to be recognized by PETA for the third year in a row ever since we moved into One Oak Field. And our food service staff does a great job, and we always want to make sure that we have something for all tastes.
In addition to veggie dogs, the ballpark offers a vegetarian taco salad, a tabbouleh platter, bean burritos, and a vegetable wrap. Our weather forecast: an ozone alert again today. We had another exceedance yesterday. There is also a heat alert posted from IMSA. Today, all the way through Tuesday, sunny and hot with highs each day right around 100 degrees. Tonight, we'll cool off to 74 for an overnight low. National Weather Service radar this morning is sweeping 125 miles. It shows us no precipitation across the state of Oklahoma. Now at 6:10, it is fair and 80. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.